test this back, Wayne? Okay, so very quick little discussion of chapter 18, and then we'll come back to the worksheets, and I'll go make some copies of the worksheets. How's that? And so we can, those of you who want to stick around, we'll do that. But very quickly, what are preferred stocks, convertible securities? Well, if you go back to chapter 1, we had a category called hybrid securities. These things are hybrids. Preferred stocks, convertible bonds, convertible preferred stocks are hybrids. The idea is you have one foot in each world. They give you some of the advantages of equities, stocks, and they give you some of the advantages of fixed income bonds. But they also give you some of the disadvantages, too. Nothing's perfect. So when I remember, I don't know if you remember, I wrote in your best of both worlds, worst of both worlds. I might have written on your exam. And preferred stock are in between bonds and common stock. So the term is very unfortunate. Bondholders have first claim on the corporation's assets. Well, not really. The tax man comes first, and then employees come first, and then the tax man. But for investors, bonds have first claim. Common shareholders, common stocks, have the last claim, and preferred are in between. And that's why the term is preferred. It has nothing to do with, oh, yes, I prefer these, and common, I don't want common stocks. No, that's the term common came from the term they were shareholders in common. So preferred stock typically pay a fixed dividend. We saw the common stock dividends grow over time. Remember? Preferred normally don't do that. They normally pay a certain amount of dividends, and that is it. That is the dividend you get. Now, from time to time, they might raise it. They could stop it at any time. But normally, that is what you get. And it turns out that preferred stock have an advantage for corporations. If a corporation owns preferred stock of another corporation, they are taxed at a better rate than individuals, individual taxpayers. So right off the bat, you're at a disadvantage. We individual retail investors are at a disadvantage. Who buys preferred stock? Warren Buffett, Berkshire Hathaway. He buys preferred stock of another corporation because he knows he's going to get a rich dividend, and he's not going to have to pay that much taxes on it, where we're going to have to pay higher taxes on it. What are the advantages? Highly predictable income stream, excellent record of meeting dividend payments, and there's the one that kills it for the rest of us. Tax benefits of owned by another corporation. So right off the bat, they're willing to pay more for it than we are. The disadvantages is that they have some of the advantages of stocks and bonds, and of course they have some of the disadvantages. They are susceptible to inflation, much like bonds, but unlike bonds, dividends can be suspended or postponed. Right? Bonds have to pay their interest payments. But stocks and common stock and preferred stock are equities, even though some people will refer to them as bonds. They're not. They're part of the equity of a corporation. And normally, they lack the potential for substantial capital gains. Whereas common stock, if the company explodes, the preferred's going to, the common's going to do really well. So you see, they have the best of both worlds and the worst of both worlds, advantages and disadvantages. And then this shows the difference of bond yields and preferred yields. They typically pay less than bond yields. Another thing not to like. And the dividend yield is basically the same as it was in Chapter 5, annual dividend divided by stock price. The prices fluctuate mostly inversely to interest rates, although there's a greater risk of non-payment of dividends. And unlike bonds, the bond issuer is in default. If the interest is not paid, the corporation can stop paying the dividend. So let's see. The conversion feature, we'll just talk about conversion in a little bit. Senior preferred, prior preferred, that's even a little bit more, different classes of preferred. Cumulative versus non-cumulative. When you buy preferred stock, if you buy cumulative preferred, that means if they suspend the dividend for your preferred, which they can do, when they start paying dividends again, they've got to go back and pay the dividends that they suspended for you. So all the things being equal, we'd rather have cumulative preferred than non-cumulative preferred. Because if they suspend the dividend, which is their right, then those dividends become cumulative. They go into what are called in arrears, and when they start paying a dividend again, they've got to pay it back to you. Make sense? So you'd rather have cumulative than non-cumulative preferred. And so callable, same idea. They can call away the preferred stock if interest rates have fallen. What is the bottom line? Forget participating. They're very rare. Preferred stock is normally owned by corporations. Some individual investors may acquire a taste for them, but in my opinion, you are better off buying the common stock for growth and income, dividends, and bonds for income. You're going to get, I think, the best of both worlds by being in the best of both worlds. Would you want income? Go for bonds. You want growth and income? Go for stocks. Okay, convertible securities. How are we doing for time? Not bad! Really fast. Both bonds and preferred stock can be convertible. Now, doesn't convertible sound cool? Like a convertible car, the wind blowing through your hair. The idea is you have, they call it an equity kicker. You have the ability to participate in the explosive growth of the company that the common shareholders do because you can convert your bond or your preferred stock into common stock. Now, when you buy the preferred stock or the convertible bond, it is very unlikely it would make sense for you to convert it. It's usually priced way below what would make sense to convert it to. So you're going to have to wait and hope, and maybe you think, that the stock is going to do really well, the company's going to do really well, and the common stock is going to explode. But if you have a bond and it's convertible to 20 shares of common stock, you have the right to turn in that bond and say, give me 20 shares. You see? That would mean, if it's a $1,000 bond, the price had better be greater than $50. If the stock ever gets that high. Are you with me? If the stock ever gets that high, then it makes sense. There's a conversion period, ratio, conversion price. This is what the worksheet is that if we have time today or Tuesday, we'll see what you guys want to do after class. We will go through and we'll learn the conversion value, conversion premium, conversion equivalent. Notice that there's a little bit of a, if the stock value is worth more than the bond value, the price of the security, the convertible security will go high. But because it's paying income, there's a bit of a floor here, and then it goes back up again. And that's the bottom line. They allow you to partake in the potential capital appreciation of the common stock with less risk because you're paying income, but you pay for that. Again, in my personal opinion, I believe that most of us individual retail investors are best served by focusing our attention on common stocks for growth and income and dividend, bonds for income. But there are always exceptions. So that was the, 7-minute version of Chapter 18. We'll go over the, if you want to stick around. We'll go over Chapter 18 calculations. We'll go over Chapter 10 calculations. Or we'll go over Chapter 6 calculations. So who wants to stick around? Otherwise, get out of here and let me get my pen. Where's my pen? Okay, who snuck in late? George, Kenny, Lily. Lily here? No. Kyle, Christina, Marco, Jerry, Betsy, Joel. Joel, I think I got something for you. You still here? Oh, here you are. Okay. Kyle, still here? Okay. Joel. Oh, no, I don't have something here. Daniel, Victor, Munoz, still here. Here you go. Thank you. Kyle, still here?
I'm here.
Okay. Martinique, Isaiah Tapia, no. Adam, no. Daniel, no. Elizabeth, yes. Jacob, yes.
Okay, here you go, Kyle.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so Jacob, what do you want to do? Oh, no, somebody took it on Tuesday. I should have asked. Somebody took the spreadsheet on Tuesday, the big jerks. No, I don't, but I do have... Did you get the valuation worksheet? Did you get this?
Somebody left their phone.
Oh, who left their phone? They'll be back. Okay, did you get the... From Tuesday? From the test. No, no, no. No, I just graded it online. Did you take it online?
Yeah, and then the private printout.
Okay, what did I do with that? Let me see if I... Ooh, very good question. Let me see. Uh-oh. Uh-oh, we got problems. Where the hell is it? We got problems. Okay, I got to go look for it. Because it's not graded here. Yeah, tell me on Tuesday. Oh, I'm getting old. Okay, yes, question? Chapter 9. Who needed a chapter? Somebody else needed a chapter 9. Yes, I do. Oh, here's chapter 9. Who needs chapter 9? The game been good to me. Okay, chapter 9? Chapter 9, who else needed chapter 9? No, that was you. That was you, right, Elizabeth? You're the one who needed chapter 9. Poopy, how could I run out of... Okay. Nino siento bien. This isn't good. This is not good. Okay. All right, so, George, which one do you want to go over? Today's stuff?
Yeah, today I'm going to prepare up at least something from the other day.
Okay, and Ricardo?
Whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, hooray!
Woo!
Yeah, that sucker.
Oh, my shit.
That's the Samsung.
Next Thursday. Next exam is next Thursday. Remember, always on the look. Always on the website, you will see when it says next exam. You see? Next exam, Thursday, April 30th. Okay? All right, so let's go to the worksheet. And so which one do you want to do, George?
The first one that you did...
today?
Yeah, was it...
Number 3 is the first one we did today.
Yeah, number 3.
Okay, now... What I'm going to do is I'm going to go get a... I'm going to go make a copy. I'm going to... Because somebody's coming to my office at 11. So I'm going to put a little sign up saying I'm going to be here. And I'm also going to make a copy of the worksheet. Do you have a copy of the worksheet? I haven't turned it out. I didn't give out the chapter 10 assignments. Chapter 9. Here are the chapter 10. I didn't give them out today. Oh, geez. Here's the chapter 10 assignment. I'll give them out on Tuesday. That's okay. Chapter 9? That looks like chapter 10. That's the worksheet. That's the worksheet. Okay, I'm going to put a sign up, all right? Because I got somebody coming at 11 o'clock, and he owes me money. Yes, chapter 10 is the same as the worksheet.